We're visiting with Lebo head football coach Brian Hadley here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, how have things gone these first couple weeks? And you guys went to Oswego for a jamboree. Just how have things been going with the Wolves?
Yeah, we traveled Friday to Oswego and participated in a jamboree with Madison, Crest, and Oswego, and it went really well. We got a lot of younger guys reps, and still trying to figure out who we are, you know, with the loss of four starters from last year. So you know, we got to have new guys step up, and we're still trying to find out what their roles are. And we came away with no injuries, so that's always a plus in a jamboree. You know, as a coach, we all have to start on the same day practicing, and you just always feel like there's probably not enough practices before that first game. But this is game week, and we get a chance to go to Linden and show off what we've been working on.
Well, let's talk about some of your returners back. Drew Conrady at quarterback, Zach Oswald up front for you guys, Dominic Reisner, and Corey Reese, according to Kansas Free Game Magazine. But talk about those guys. It's always valuable to have a starting quarterback as well, and Drew really got thrown into the fire as you made some switches with Landon Grimmett last year.
Yeah, we kind of switched it up week three, and he led us on to an 8-game winning streak, and then you know we finally lost to Canton Galvin in the playoffs. But Drew did amazing. We returned him, and then we returned our running back Corey Reese, looking for big things out of him. He was honorable mention All State last year, had almost 1,000 yards rushing. So we're looking for big things out of him, and we return seniors Dominic Reisner, who's he's very versatile. He can play quarterback, he can play tight end, receiver. And then Zach Oswald has been a big presence for us last year. He started since he was a freshman, and so we're looking for big things out of him.
And any other – oh, sorry, yeah, go ahead, Coach.
We've got another senior, Grayson Shoemaker. When he returns, he's going to be a big presence for us. He had a little late start to the season with a little operation. And so he's going to probably be available week two. And he's going to be one to watch out for. This guy's big, fast, and strong. And we just can't wait to get him out there. He didn't get a play last year because of a torn ACL from basketball season. So we're excited to see what he can do. He really excelled last year in basketball and helped lead us to the state title game.
Yeah, when you brought up Grayson, I was like, you know, he had the kind of bounce back last year, and of course had a phenomenal basketball season leading you guys to the 1A Division II state championship game. But what is it with this group? I know with a lot of them playing multiple sports, what gets them the right way to gel when it comes to whatever respective sport they're playing together?
Well, I think they know that a small school, you need everybody to probably play every sport if you want to be successful. And they've just kind of always had each other's back. They've always done the extra, whether that's playing ball during the summer, football 5-on-5, or, you know, travel basketball, baseball. You know, they've just always tried to help each other be the best they can at each sport. And that kind of builds that camaraderie and brotherhood to have each other's back. So
we're visiting with Lebo head football coach Brian Hadley here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, you go to Linden. You faced them early last year too, and I believe it was a close game and a good test for you guys week one, because then you had Burlingame and then you had Madison last year. You started the season 1-2, but you know, they got Caden Massey, who's already committed to play at Kansas State, and they got the Inman kid who transferred in as well. So, and of course they got Jalen Massey. But that's going to be that's a tough opener.
Yeah, we look forward to the challenge. You know, last year we looked forward to the challenge. It's a game that, you know, we feel like they've got a lot of good athletes, and from a lot of seniors, and we know that we know what they are. We played most of them last year, but kid transferred in. You know, we haven't seen a quarterback, but I hear he's amazing. So we're just looking forward to the challenge, and we've got some new guys out there. They're going to be cutting their teeth, but that's all you can go do. Go play the schedule in front of you, and we felt like we were pretty front-loaded last year with Linden and Burlingame right off the bat. But I think it makes you better, and we're just going to go give it our all week one.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Look forward to these chats every Wednesday with you, and we will talk to you again next week, and best of luck on Friday.
All right, thank you.
That's Lebo head football coach Brian Hadley joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Miller Granite and Grimmett Construction on KVOE, live and local.